This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our minds are still on Tiger Woods, for sure. And, you know, Teague and I have discussed this thoroughly the last couple of days. We led with it, of course, on Tuesday when we got the news. But I wanted to bring in somebody that I just think he's great. He's always been good to us, but I think he is great on so many levels. There's nobody that I respect more pertaining to the mechanics of the swing, number one. But as importantly, the true history of the game. He has such an affinity for it. He's such a thoughtful tweeter. I mean, he really puts his mind behind it. And I'm talking about Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel. Brandel, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm terrific, Brandon. Always nice talking to you. Yeah, it's been a horrifically sort of anxious week. But I think, you know, the whole golf world breathed a sigh of relief when they found out that Tiger's injuries were not life-threatening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's a tricky spot because – I'm not going to ask you, you know, when do you think he'll be on the golf? You don't know. Surgeons don't know. And nobody knows. Let me ask you this, though. Did you have the sense of confidence before the accident? You know, we knew he was a little noncommittal about the Masters. He was on CBS in the booth on Sunday at the Genesis. Did you get the sense that he was trending toward coming back soon, or did you have reservations?
You know, it's interesting, Brandon. On Monday, I was off. But they asked me to call in and talk about, you know, just his remarks that he made on the Sunday telecast with Jim Nantz. And, you know, of course, you know, I dove in, did the work, and, you know, best I could try to, you know, look forward knowing whatever it is I could derive from his comments and the surgeries. And I thought, yes, I thought it was realistic for him to be back, you know, if not for the Masters, soon thereafter. And, you know, anytime somebody's 45 years of age and they've had, you know, been banged up as much as he has, it's unlikely that they'll, you know, each time he comes back, he's, you know, he's got less speed, he's older, he's fighting Father Time, he had all these hurdles. But when you look at all the comebacks that he's had, I thought, you know, he might have another win or two in him before his body just says, that's it, no more, leave me alone. And I thought that would be so fitting because, you know, he's tied with Sam Snead with 82 wins. And I thought, you know, I got to believe that that was going to be his goal, was to come back and be the outright leader in wins in the history of the PGA Tour. And you know, now, of course, you're right. It's up in the air. The surgeons don't know. Nobody knows. But, you know, he's already given us 3-4 comebacks. And right, we're just happy he's alive.
But, oh, thank God.
But there's,
God.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that accident. On Tuesday, I was having lunch with my kids. I got the phone call. I went to my car. When I saw the accident, I just thought, oh, you know, I mean, how the odds of somebody surviving that just didn't look great. And I only learned on the air later in the show that the injuries were not life threatening. So I must have done a few hours of TV not knowing for sure. And when you heard it, you know, you just breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah. By the way, do you know that? I know a lot of people have said that turn is dangerous. Have you driven that road?
I haven't, but somebody posted online today, I heard differing reports. I heard at one point on that road, it's severely downhill and the cars can get going, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour. But, you know, on the part that he was on, somebody posted it today and it's not as sharply downhill as I certainly thought it was. And look, I mean, I don't know that we'll ever know exactly what happened. Single car crashes are kind of like that. And from what I've heard thus far is that Tiger doesn't have any memory of what happened. That's so far. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So likely we'll never know. The police officers and the first responders said there was no sign that he was impaired. So, you know, who knows? I mean, we can only sort of speculate as to what caused this accident. But thank God for great engineering of automobiles and the brilliance of doctors.
Oh, there's no question about that. We're talking to our friend Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, I said a couple times over the past few days here, Brandel, that we're almost selfish. And maybe not. Well, maybe you guys in the booth, too. But I'm talking about really the fans, and I'll include myself, where we crave these moments from Tiger. And we almost suspend reality. How old he is. How many scars he has on his body at important spots for a golfer on the body. And we just keep, you know, wanting more. Almost, come on, Tiger. Just give us one more Sunday on the back nine. It's, I mean, what we've asked of him over the years is it's, I don't know that anything in sporting history compares to what we've wanted from any other athlete ever.
No, and look, I'd agree. You know, they famously made a movie about Ben Hogan crashing February 2nd, 1949. He was in a head-on collision. Wasn't his fault. Bus was in the road, hit him head-on. But he was in the prime of his career, playing the best golf of his life. I think it crushed his pelvis, but you know, he healed up and he came back and he carried on playing phenomenal golf. Tiger Woods has given us Hogan-esque-like comebacks already. You know,
yes,
on a broken leg in 2008, coming back from the scandal, 2012, 2013, coming back from more back issues and the chipping yips in 2017 to win in 2018 and 2019. So these are epic comebacks. And you're right, we are selfish because he keeps sort of, you know, early in his career, he raised our expectations, and then he exceeded them by phantasmagorical ways, right? And
yes,
and then he's become this sort of this comeback figure. This, you know, the whole world can sort of see themselves in him and his struggles and his ailments, and so now he's, you know, he's got this sort of comeback role. He's made the whole world sort of induced empathy for him, mm-hmm, and he once again raises our expectations and exceeds them in the comeback role. So you're right. I mean, it's hard to talk about golf going forward with him, right? It's, you think, all right, he didn't die. He's going to heal up. Will he be able to walk well enough again to do, you know, and have some quality of life? And then, you know, in another year from now, you and I will be on the show. Hopefully we'll be talking about the prospects of him playing golf again. But right now, I think, you know, the golf world could just, you know, take a big sigh of relief and say, all right, you know, he'll be around. And that's phenomenal news.
Yeah. Again, that's why we're not going to sit here and say, well, you know, Ryder Cup or president. No, that's just lunacy. Nobody cares about that at this point. But meet me halfway. I think this is pretty interesting, and I would love to get your thoughts on this. I know you're very familiar with Casey Martin. You know, he won the Supreme Court ruling. I think that was back in 2003. He had the degenerative disability in his leg.
That's right.
I know John Daly had a cart at the PGA Championship. He had the exemption. Let's say Tiger is able to actually get to a point where he can hit golf balls, but he can't quite get around the course, walking hills and 4 days in a row and for 5 hours at a time. Would a cart be an option?
That is, you know, you are the first person that's brought that up. And that is an interesting proposition. Look, I understand the Disability Act. I've read it, and I remember sitting on the set when, you know, the issue came up with Casey Martin. And I'm certainly very sensitive to those. You know, I thought that the PGA Tour, and, you know, there were arguments on the other side of it. And the arguments on the other side are an athlete's ability to think when they're fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much as people love to say that golf is not a sport, you know, actually walking up and down hills, a cumulative caloric outtake or outburn,
yep,
has an effect on your ability to think well. You know, the more tired you are, the less likely you are to think as clear. I thought someone would argue that it didn't come to pass. And they weigh these things now on individual basis. And occasionally they do allow people to ride golf carts. I have not heard anybody bring that up until you did. That's an interesting idea. And if ever someone was going to be allowed to ride in a golf cart, I could imagine it'd be, you know, a hobbled Tiger Woods.
It would be, but I would sense, and we're talking to Brandel Chambly, this is a guess, knowing his love for the purity of the game and the roots, and I would almost think that he would resist that.
Oh, I do too. I absolutely do. Because, you know, without knowing where he falls on that issue, I just think from the purity of the game, because he's certainly been that, and he is, you know, I think always been at the forefront of this being and turning it into a sport. But you never know. I mean, you just never know. I feel like, again, on Monday, before this accident, I couldn't imagine a scenario where Tiger Woods wouldn't win at least one more time in his career and ascend all the way to the winningest player of all time outright. I mean, he's tied for it right now. So there are still people in the world of golf, knowledgeable people, who will not cede the ground greatest player of all time to Tiger Woods because he didn't beat Jack Nicklaus's major championship record. But if he were the outright winner of tour events all time, I think that might be enough to convince even the most cynical of critics.
Brandel, this has been awesome. I would really highly recommend anybody who loves the mechanics of the golf swing, the history of the game, not to mention his analysis, of course, which encompasses both things on the Golf Channel. Follow Brandel Chambly on social media. He is smart. He is direct. He is witty. This was a great spot. It's not a lot of real estate to go because we don't know yet, but I had to get you on the show. Thanks for getting back my text, and thank you for coming on the show, man.
Oh, you bet. Anytime, Brandon. Always enjoy listening to you and talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.